institute the consultant team to solicit public feedback on the options that were developed in phase one to advise the task force which options should be considered in phase three of the DOMES task force study. So our agenda for tonight is to introductions of the consultant team. My name is Allison Emmett. This is Natalie Strome. We're also joined by Jane Shields from HJA Architects in Milwaukee. Given the time frame that just lapsed, I think we're going to try and go through these options very quickly. I know that we want to have as much opportunity for the public to be heard, and that's why we're here. And so we're going to try and extend the meeting. We've talked to the park staff about trying to stay here a little bit longer to make sure that voices are heard. We have three ways in which voices can be heard tonight following the presentation. There's public question and comment, mostly comment, I would say. We'll form a line and folks can use the other microphone and address the task force with their comments. We ask that you keep those comments to 2 minutes, and we will be the timekeepers on that portion of the evening. And then there's an open format of the options are on boards on easels throughout the room. There's post-it notes next to them. If you want to add a comment on a particular option, you can just put it on a post-it note and put it right on the board. The other option is this is the same exact presentation that is on a website that we have worked with Milwaukee County Parks to put together. There is a little bit more information on the Parks website of the matrix that was referred to earlier, as well as earlier presentations to the DOMES task force from the consultants. So there's a lot of background and feedback on the website, which can be found at digitaldomes.org. So we really do want to hear the public comment, and with that, we will get started. I think Bill did a good job of summarizing where we are. I think a lot of you already know that there are some structural concerns about the domes. They've been coming to light over the past several years, and the task force is convened to present options on best steps going forward. So the first option. I think that's you, right?
Good evening. The first option is to do nothing, is to just leave the domes as is, put in maintenance as necessary, monitor the netting that's supporting the structural debris, having inspections done every 3 years, so money would be going into that, but there's no initial cost. So with that, some of the cons of doing that is deterioration of the domes if you leave them, the maintenance of the conservatory and the plants that are going on. So there's no additional costs. Everything stays the same. Attendance may dwindle from that. So just some photos of some of the structural damage, the netting that is, can't really see, but the netting that's in those areas, some of the water damage that you may see tonight, and the rain that's happening. So the next option
is option two, which is to demolish the domes. I think that option kind of stands for itself. But I want to be clear that it's just to demolish the domes and potentially the connecting greenhouse. The rest of the greenhouses have been determined to be in good shape. Obviously, the new annex greenhouse is almost brand new and is in very good shape, and it could be continued as a public meeting space. So the cost of that would be borne by Milwaukee County, thereby being the taxpayers, at $10 to $15 million. But obviously, the lifespan would be additionally none. And we would lose the currently 200,000 visitors that come through the domes every year.
And just to expand on that, is the botanical gardens, there's going to be some costs to relocate them or sell them that's in the two Tropicana area domes, so there's a cost to that.
Let's go back one. But there is the opportunity to open up for additional parkland, additional play space, and
address the deferred maintenance. So basically, it's addressing all the problems that are happening to the domes right now. Repairing the building envelope to get glass sealed. We'll research some of the code compliances and accessibility, and operations will continue as is. So it's basically bringing the domes to back to where they are now. $30 million funding commitment would be Milwaukee County, private partnerships, more expected lifespan, may have some minimal change and increase if some of these changes do happen. So some of these photos just represent what it could be, bringing it back to the night events and the show dome.
Business as usual, kind of before the sort of structural issue. Going forward, targeted investments. This scheme serves to maintain the domes, to address the deferred maintenance, but then to program additional spaces within the domes, outside the domes, to attract additional visitorship. This cost would be, you know, potentially a theme restaurant, potentially improvements to the existing classroom spaces, potentially queuing space, additional office space, additional gift shop space, either within the domes proper, as we know it now, or small additions to the domes. The cost for this is $40 to $50 million. It would require more expensive private partnerships and community investments, and also a funding commitment through Milwaukee County. And we would expect that the domes would then last more than 25 years, and visitorship would go up to about approximately 250,000 patrons a year, so an increase of about 50,000. So here are some images that show the potentially adding air conditioning to the greenhouse event space, bringing the parking lot, and then a nature-themed restaurant as an option.
So these next options actually transform the domes into destination attractions. The first option A is the EcoDome destination. This is where we're going to address again the deferred maintenance, additional programming, but there may be more programming depending on not depending on, but with the research and education of ecological attraction for this. So more classrooms, maybe classroom spaces within the domes, the show domes, improving some of the exhibits that are happening in the existing two domes as well. Using the outside space more to be more prominent, to tie into the ecological dome or destination. So it's also bringing to light the sustainability and some of the initiatives that are happening within the surrounding neighborhoods. Menominee Valley Partners, there's potential of collaborating with universities, maybe UW-Milwaukee, Marquette, or MATC could host some of these classrooms. So this is a more extensive option where the budget is $70 to $95 million. There is more commitment, substantial commitment from Milwaukee County, significant private partnerships in the community. Again, with newer structures that are going to be added, the lifespan will increase and expected attendance will happen, will be more substantial. Just to kind of give a background, for the best year, there's an average of 200,000 yearly for the dome. So some examples of plant research labs, children's plant labs within the domes, children's garden, whether it's inside or out, and just like greenhouses and educational opportunities.
Option 5B is very similar to option 5A, but it takes, instead of an ecological focus, it takes more of an adventure focus. So more of an active indoor space for a variety of uses. So the potentially the show dome becomes a more active space with potentially using some of the vertical height with a canopy walk, potentially zip lining either in the dome or outside in the park, enhancing the park to support this active focus with additional children's play areas, additional maybe a splash pad. Again, building on scheme four with restaurant space, similar budgets, similar attendance outcomes. So, and then just some images that support the potential of those options. Option 6A is a hybrid of the Eco Dome. So in this case, it's suggesting the Show Dome being demolished and actually rebuilt to accommodate this destination. So just the shape of this is just conceptual. It's just showing that it's different than the other two domes. So we're maintaining the other two domes with what's in there and improving those, but then just doing the Echo Dome again that was described earlier. So 70 to 95 significant partnerships and significant increase was estimated for attendance. Again, the same type of activities. I think that just to be clear, I think most of you know this already, but just to make sure, the Show Dome behind you houses more of a changing exhibit. The other two domes have an extensive permanent collection. So that is why the consultants are suggesting that the Show Dome could be either redesigned or rebuilt to address the program needs, either in an ecological focus or in an or an activity focus. So in scheme 6B, the 5A is built upon to, or 5B is built upon to 6B, in which the Show Dome is reconstructed as more of an activity space, building on the other two domes in their permanent collection. So again, additional classroom space, additional active space, additional nature-themed restaurant, potentially integrating plants and animals, having enhanced park activity spaces, children's gardens, at play areas, and play fields. So with that, that ends our brief presentation. We tried to expedite it a bit. And again, there are three methods of feedback. Either go to the website at visualdomes.org or feel free to put post-its on the boards that recreate in a pretty similar format with the information you've just heard tonight. Or get in line and we can start asking your aim and what you'd like to say about the domes. So if we could get folks lined up right along there, I'll just ask who your name is and start my timer.